we take a look at the seas and one creature in particular that's taking over.
Jellyfish have no brain, they're mostly water, but they're swarming coasts around the world and wreaking havoc on fishing economies, tourism, and even clogging nuclear cooling systems.
Some jellyfish stings can even be deadly. But why are they spreading now?
Well, here with us to talk about jellyfish blooms, as they're called, is Gwen Guilford. She's a reporter and editor at Quartz. Her recent article in Quartz is called "Jellyfish Are Taking Over the Seas, and It Might Be Too Late to Stop Them." Gwen, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks.
Can you give us a sense of just how big a problem jellyfish are in the world today?
Well, the biggest problem probably is the fishing industry. Every year, jellyfish blooms wipe out about cause about $100 million in economic losses in Japan, and that's where they have the biggest jellyfish in the world. They're like the size of a telephone booth, and they weigh about 440 pounds. So huge explosions of their populations make it so fishermen can't catch any fish. So when things like that happen, you know, you see hundreds of millions in economic losses, and that's not just in Japan. That's happening, like, in the Black Sea. Jellyfish wiped out a $350 million a year fishing industry. And that's happening in off the coast of Africa, too. It's all over the globe, really. So that's one of the ways that they're having a big impact, a big economic impact. Also, you know, anytime they clog a cooling system, like they did in late October in Sweden, a nuclear plant, there are going to be economic losses there too. And then they're also making it really hard on the tourist industry of, say, the Mediterranean or off the coast of Australia, because where their populations rise, obviously people aren't going to want to go swimming. So those are just a few ways that they're wreaking havoc.
And do we know why we're seeing so many of them? Because it seems as though the jellyfish population has really been rising sharply. I think you said something like 62% growth in recent years. What's going on behind that?
One of the problems about this question, and I think a reason people are getting very excited and worried about it, is that we don't have any way of knowing, because we don't have enough data, how big this problem really is, whether it's even happening. It's controversial. There are some scientists who say increasing populations of jellyfish are cyclical. So, but what you just cited, research by this marine biologist named Lucas Broads at the University of British Columbia, he found that in a majority of, in 62% of major marine ecosystems, jellyfish were rising either in duration of their blooms, intensity, or frequency. So we have a pretty good idea. We certainly have a lot of reasons, observable reasons, to think that they're on the rise. The question of why is probably the scarier one here. And so basically in areas where there's a high degree of human activity affecting the marine ecosystem, jellyfish populations are increasing. What to make of that? Well, there are several factors that are probably behind it. For one, overfishing. So, you know, there aren't really that many predators that eat jellyfish to begin with, but among them are, say, you know, salmon, mackerel. When we overfish those, which we have done, jellyfish, nothing's eating them. Nothing's keeping their populations in check. So there's that. There's also pollution from fertilizers and sewage. When we pump that into the ocean, it causes this process that strips oxygen from a certain area in the sea. And fish can't live there, but jellyfish don't need that much oxygen, and their populations thrive. So, again, while we're wiping out fish, more and more jellyfish are able to sort of exploit these conditions. And those are just two of the ways. I mean, the one that I think is most fascinating is it involves coastal development. So, basically, the way that jellyfish reproduce, and this is really crazy, it's like a two-step process. So, instead of popping out a bunch of baby jellyfish, they first create a polyp, which is a little sac of potential baby jellyfish. and that polyp has to affix to a hard surface in order to eventually release the baby jellyfish.
And it sounds like human beings are doing their fair share to provide the jellyfish with just exactly what they need to plant these polyps on.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, drilling platforms, boats, things like that. Even some scientists found polyps on a cellophane cigarette packet floating in the ocean. So, but once they're on those things, they don't just create the baby jellyfish, they clone themselves. So we're talking exponential growth here.
I know, I'm waiting to see them in a horror movie. I mean, they sound like they're sort of unfightable. I don't know, is there hope for getting rid of jellyfish when they're, you know, so hard to get rid of, so hard to stop breeding? What do we do to get rid of them?
That's a great question. Some scientists in South Korea invented robots to hack them up, which is a really bad idea because it actually prompts the creation of those polyps. So that's one way where, you know, that idea backfires. I guess jellyfish aren't maybe really the problem. They're kind of the symptom of the problem. And the problem here is the fact that we're overfishing and, you know, creating all these coastal developments and pumping all these nutrients into the ocean. So, you know, it's not, the jellyfish are doing their jellyfish thing. It's not, they don't have brains, as you said. Like, you know, they're not infesting the waters in some nefarious plot. It's really just that we are creating ocean conditions that are just supremely favorable for them.
So it's our fault, but I have to say, reading this, it does feel like a nefarious plot on the part of the jellyfish. And looking at those pictures and the fact that some of these jellyfish grow as big as refrigerators, I mean, it's kind of alarming. You don't really realize. I always thought the jellyfish were sort of, you know, sort of benign, whimsical creatures of the sea. I've been to an exhibit at the Monterey Aquarium in California, which showcased them in gilt frames and made them look really lovely and attractive. And then you read about this and you realize that, you know, there's a potential for incredible destruction here, it sounds like.
Yeah, the refrigerator size, the Nemura jellyfish, I mean, it sunk a Japanese trawler that tried to haul them up in nets in 2009. Wow. And then the little, like, one of the most, you know, dangerous, one of the most venomous creatures in the world is this Irukandji jellyfish in off the coast of Australia. It's about the size of maybe a AA battery when it's fully grown. And it can cause brain hemorrhages, heart attacks, like just the slightest brush with it.
And you don't know until 10 minutes later, it sounds like.
That's right, yeah. And so we didn't even really know about it until about 20 years ago. And I was just talking to a scientist who finished a study last week, it was published last week, who found that Irukandji are increasing off the coast of Queensland and they're going further south, threatening, you know, Australia's massive tourism industry that builds up around surfing. Surfing's really big there. And how do you keep these things out? You know, they're tiny. They're very hard to see. At the end of the day, we really just don't know very much about these things. So managing the jellyfish problem is very difficult.
So I guess in terms of, you know, what we can do, which is what we have to look at this point, it sounds as though we can work on repopulating natural predators like salmon and mackerel, and it sounds like we also have to think about what we're pumping into the ocean. But is that any kind of fix that will help in the next 5 to 10 years?
I mean, it's very difficult to say, but those, I mean, we should probably stop doing those things anyway. So, it seems like overfishing is definitely, it's causing a slew of other problems. So that is something we need to get on top of. And, you know, the pollution problem of our waterways, that definitely needs to stop, but it's going to be very, very difficult because we eat so much seafood, and that relates to the fishing thing too, obviously. Aquaculture is one of the big causes of this sort of pollution, of these nutrients that cause the oxygen to be stripped from the water and create these dead zones. So, you know, anytime you're fish farming or farming shrimp, And 90% of that happens in Asia, where people are eating more and more fish as their disposable incomes rise. Anytime that happens, we're just going to see a surge in that type of pollution. It's sort of unthinkable the degree to which that's going to increase.
So a lot of hurdles that we're going to have to surmount. Yeah. And then there's the jellyfish themselves. I don't want to freak people out any more than they're already freaked out about jellyfish. But you talk about an instance in your article where there's a dead jellyfish and it's hacked apart, and like it still manages to use that hacking apart to grow more polyps and more jellyfish. So even when they're dead, it seems like they're a hazard.
Yep. They're really marvelous, amazing creatures. It's been very fun to research them, although terrifying.
Well, what research is being done about the rise of jellyfish? Are we seeing a lot of money being pumped into this area right now?
Not really. Not that I've heard from any scientists I've talked to. Yeah, but it's not, jellyfish aren't a priority for our, at least the U.S. budgets, perhaps in Japan.
Well, why not? Do you think people should be paying closer attention to this?
It seems, basically the jellyfish, again, like they're the symptom of this problem we're creating. And we know so little about why their numbers are rising, whether they're rising. By the time we collect that data, though, finally we'll be able to say, yes, we know for sure that their populations are doing this or that. But by the time that happens, we're gonna be in hotter water if their populations are indeed rising. So, the two-pronged approach of probably reining in some of the ways in which we're affecting the ocean and, bumping up funding would be a good idea.
Are jellyfish themselves edible? Could we be helping by serving them up with French fries and tartar sauce?
Yes. Some jellyfish are, that's a very general yes. Some jellyfish are edible and you'd want to eat them. In fact, in China, they're quite popular. There are sort of fisheries that have developed to fish those jellyfish. Oddly enough, their populations have been damaged by other jellyfish whose populations are exploding due to the dead zone that happens from the runoff of the Yangtze in China. So in theory, we could start eating them. There's some people who are proponents of using them for fertilizer and things like that. So, people are thinking creatively about this. One big problem with jellyfish, particularly in the nuclear reactor situation, but also in fishing, is if you kill them, great. You have a bunch of dead jellyfish.
All right. I'm sorry. We got to leave it there. We're out of time. But Gwen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Gwen Guilford, reporter and editor at Quartz.
Stick around. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.